It has to be regarded as a special feat to be a published author at the age of 13, but St. Louis and Hannah Hoffmeister did it with her youth fantasy novel Ava, the first in her Dream Ring series of 5 books. It's about a young girl's adventures after learning she is a witch. No less an accomplishment is having your first novel published after retirement age. Lou Trigg of Alton pulled it off with the novel Gifts from the Sea. It's about a retired man who finds himself in a dangerous and complicated situation because of something unusual and valuable found on the beach. I welcome Hannah Hoffmeister and Lou Trigg to the studio. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Now, here you are. You both tell me this is the first time that you've been on the radio, but you've already published all these books. Hannah, you've got 5 to your credit already. How old are you now?
I'm 19.
So you've done 1 a year since you were 13,
yep.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in college.
Yep.
Yeah. Is the writing going to continue?
The writing is continuing, yep. I'm working on a book right now, but no plans for publication yet.
Well, that'll come, I'm sure, if you've got 5 to your credit. How did it all get started for you?
Well, I started writing when I was 4, and things kind of just took over from that. So I kind of got a couple books published through, like, FedEx Kinko's. You can get them printed to look like a book. And we did that for a few books when I was in 4th and 5th grade. And my mom read Ava for the first time, and she said, "This is the one we should think about getting published." And I was like, "I'm in 7th grade. What do you mean?" You know? And it kind of just took off from there, and all of a sudden it was my 8th grade year and we were working on Ava. So,
you know, what struck me about it, I read it over the 4th of July holiday, is how mature it is. And it's a young person's book, needless to say, but the writing is very mature.
Thank you.
I wonder how one comes to that at age 13.
I'm not really sure. I think it was a lot of practice, I think, because I had written a lot before I had gotten to the point where I was ready to go through with Ava.
Yeah. And Lou, you had a lot of time as well as some practice before publishing your first novel. You'd done some writing, short stories and that sort of thing.
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah. Well, what got you into the mood to write a significant novel? I've forgotten how many. It's almost 400 pages, then 300 pages.
Well, basically, I had written, as you said, when I was younger. I was interested in writing. When I was 30, I did have a short story published in a collegiate publication, which gave me encouragement, but started a new business, bought a 100-year-old house, so all of a sudden I was very busy, no time for writing. And so basically when I did business proposals, things like that, there was a lot of my writing, but when I retired, it was kind of like, okay, you've got the time now, so it's now or never. And I sat down and started 2 different ideas, and one of them won out over the other, and it took about 3.5 years, and I had a couple of knees replaced while it was going on as well. So, it was quite a thrill to be able to finish the book and get it published.
If I may ask, how old were you when you started the book?
Would have been 68, I guess. 68, 69.
Now, what are you thinking when you hear about Hannah over here, who got started when she was 4 and published
well,
at 13?
Doesn't make me feel real good, but yeah. I'm glad to hear someone can do that. For one thing, I think things have changed a lot. When I was that age, we basically were told to get out of the house and play and don't come back till later. You know, and so I think it's a different world that we live in now. And it's nice to know that that can happen for someone.
You know, one thing I want to point out before we continue on here, having read both of the books, there are a couple of coincidences here. You both have characters named Amber. Did you know that? You wouldn't have known that. And one deals with exotic flowers and with potions. That would be Hannah's book. And yours deals with something equally exotic to most of us, something called ambergris, which most people probably have never heard of.
Right.
What is it?
Well, ambergris is something that's been around since ancient times. Probably if there'd have been a 4th wise man to bring a gift, it probably would have been ambergris. It's something that comes from whales. These whales, sperm whales, dive down like a mile deep, and they gobble up all these different things down there. And one of them is an octopus and squid. They have a beak. That's the only thing that they're unable to digest. So these beaks are in the stomach of the whale, and they start to build something around it to protect the stomach. And then when that's expelled, then it washes around in the ocean for years and then washes up on the beach. And most people don't realize what it is, but it's It's a very valuable thing because French perfume companies, they use that as a fixative to get the scent to stay on the human skin longer. So it's quite valuable.
And chocolatiers also use it. I was surprised to learn that. I'd heard of ambergris, but not in using chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And very valuable. Therein lies the plot to your story. Hannah, had you ever heard of ambergris?
No, not at all. No.
But you do have a lot of very imaginative concoctions in your in your story. Can you remember much of it? I mean, you're going back 5-6 years ago.
Some of it, yeah. But I've had readers before ask me like plot-based questions that I'm not even sure of the answers to. And that's always kind of a funny experience to not remember some of the things I've written. But then again, I finished the series before I turned 14. And so it's been...
The entire series? Mm-hmm. All 5 books?
That was the goal, yeah. And so... it's been 5 years, you know, since I've written any of them. So and then the rest of the process is just the editing. That's what takes so long.
But they were released one a year for, mm-hmm. for those
yep.
5 years, weren't they?
Yep.
Was the Harry Potter series at all influential in getting you into this?
No, I wouldn't say so. My friend and I, we actually played a game around our neighborhood, and we would that's kind of where a lot of the ideas from Ava came from, is where we played this game inside, outside at her house, my house, that type of thing. And we pretended we were going to go to this school on Neptune, right? When you're in third grade,
anything. The planet Neptune.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Neptune, New Jersey. That's right.
When you're in third grade, anything goes. So sure. It was just kind of a fun game that we played. And then all of a sudden, I had turned it into a book, and the book turned into a series.
Mm-hmm. And as a 5-part series, the Dream mm-hmm. Ring series, which is now completed.
Right.
What is the next one?
The next one is just a completely separate book. Don't usually say what they're about until it's going to be released, but it's just something completely different that I've been working on.
Okay. Not continuing with the same protagonist or anything like that.
Lou,
do you have any plans for a second novel?
I do have an idea in mind. It's something that I think will be controversial, so I'm really not wanting to talk about it, but I've been doing some research. Generally in writing, I don't sit down to write until it's pretty much formulated in my mind. And then I write until I'm empty, and then it's time to fill up again. So,
what kind of difficulties do you have in your 60s looking for a publisher?
Well, it's very difficult. It seems like all of a sudden everybody is writing a book, and so it's quite different than before. It's rather disheartening to go into a library and you look at the shelf of new fiction and there's 500 books on there and you're thinking, I just want one on there, you know.
Yeah.
And so it is something, it's a challenge.
And Hannah, you're finding a publisher. Was that a difficult proposition?
It was, yeah, I definitely got rejection after rejection, you know, at first. Yeah. And so it was just really exciting to, you know, to find a publisher that was going to be excited about all 5 books, you know. And it's been a great experience so far, I would say.
How did they react to the fact that you were so young?
I was always treated really professionally. No one really seemed to bat an eye about that, which was refreshing. It was cool, you know, to be, you know, you're still in middle school, yet everyone is treating you like an adult and you're acting like an adult, and it all just kind of worked.
How about your friends? I mean, they had to be impressed by the fact that you were published, but I'm more interested in whether or not any of them recognized themselves and as some of your characters.
I did have people who would read it, and then they would point to a page in the book, and they would say, that's me, right? I am Catherine right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sort of, you know. It was funny to see people try to recognize their characteristics in the book. That was really cool.
What sort of research did you have to do about Neptune, the planet, for instance? I mean, you were quite detailed about life on that planet.
I did some. Definitely, like, read a few books, did some research through that way. And then part of it is just imagination. You know, I when I speak to schools, I like to tell them that, like, you don't have your driver's license yet, but you have your writer's license. And what that means is, what you say in your book goes, you know, so you can make up anything you want and it goes for your book. And so that's something that I like, you know, to show that your imagination, you can write whatever you want.
It's easier, I'm sure, for you to have written about young people as you were one yourself. Mm-hmm. What about writing adult characters? Was that a problem for you or a challenge?
Maybe a little bit. I think it was definitely easier to write from Ava's perspective and about Ava's friends. But when it came to the adults, I'm guessing I probably used some inspiration, you know, from the adults that I know and people that I've met before. So,
Lou, I assume that you have not been involved in any of the kind of shenanigans that your characters were. I call them shenanigans, making light of it. Some very, very serious situations. Tell us about the creative process in coming up with these scenarios.
Well, I would say that it's a matter of what I usually try to do is get an idea, and then I work through it in my mind. I'll maybe go on a walk, and I'll say, okay, well, if I do this, this will happen, and try to make sure it's realistic as can be. I think one of the things about being older is the value of drawing on your experience. There's a scene in the book where they're on their honeymoon in Mexico, and they take them to this room up this hill, and that's why it has an ocean view, is because it's way up the hill. Mm-hmm. And when they open the closet, these mosquitoes spill out, and Gio, the protagonist, knows that in Mexico sometimes you can do better if you go down and talk mm-hmm. to them. And he takes a couple of mosquitoes down there and explains, and they end up giving them a room right on the edge of the cliff with the ocean's right there. And that actually happened to me in Mexico, so I just use that experience as a scene for the book.
Well, I have to point out, and I'm not going to go into detail for obvious reasons, you've got some pretty steamy stuff in there, too.
Well, thank you.
Whoa. It's hot in many sections, as they say. In terms of research, you're dealing with a significant hurricane, Category 4, and you're dealing with this ambergris. You must have had to have done some research.
Yes, I had known about ambergris for a long time, but I definitely had to do research on that. I did a lot of research about the hurricanes. They do have them there. They've never had one there since prehistory of a Category 4. But I researched to the extent to find out where they start off the west coast of Africa. And I basically followed another hurricane, and I would put in the coordinates on the Earth computer, and I would follow where it would be in the ocean if it was a real hurricane.
Mm. I know one of the things that I noted, because you referenced it a couple of times in your book, was Ava on Neptune was missing planet Earth, communicating with her mother, but the thing she kept referring to missing the most were the malls.
Which is so funny, because that's not me at all. No,
oh, really?
No,
I thought
not
that
at
definitely
all.
Was going to be you.
Nope. Yeah, I would not miss the mall if I was on Neptune, but that's just her character.
But a lot of people in your age group, at least that age group, 13 years
right.
old, would have. My understanding is that you're at Mizzou now, and you want to become a journalist?
Yep, I'm studying journalism and Spanish right now.
Really? What is the draw for journalism, particularly in today's world?
To me, journalism is special because you can communicate what's going on right now to readers and tell them why it's important. And for me, that would be a really good way to continue writing and continue communicating with other people in a way that I could do as a career. You know, mm-hmm. that would be really special.
Have you given any thought at all to just making writing? Of course, journalism is writing. One way, no matter what part of it you're in, you're writing it's at some point. To just writing novels.
I thought about it a little bit, but I think it's probably something that I'll keep just as a hobby, you know, while I get another career kind of going. But I think I'd like to return to publishing at some point. I think that'd be really cool.
Right. Lou, you've already indicated you're working on something else. What about the challenges that we hear that some writers have, most writers from what I understand, and that is something called writer's block. Did you ever get into the situation where I just don't know where to go from here?
You know, I've never had that problem. Once I'm actually sitting down, I don't sit in front of the computer and say, okay, what can I come up with? I always make a scene in my mind, and I play it out and try to discover if it's going to work or not. And so usually when I sit down to write, I'm able to write on until I reach a point where I've used up that imagination, and then it's a matter of going another direction.
Hannah, how about you? Was that an issue for you for any of your five novels?
For Ava, the writer's block never really hit. I was going, and then I would, you know, I'd hit the end of a book, and I would usually just open the next Word document and jump right into the next one. For the book that I'm on right now, I've had to take some time off in between chapters or in between sections, but I think that's just a result of me being busier and having other things to do as well. So.
But how difficult is it then to pick back up on where you were? I mean, A lot of writers I've heard say, no matter what you do, write every day. If it's 500 words a day, do it every day.
Right, right. That's something I would definitely encourage. What I would say is just set a timer. Set a timer for 10 minutes or something, and just tell yourself even that 10 minutes is good to get some ideas kind of flowing and work on that. So I definitely do try to write as much as I can, for sure.
What, throughout all of this, what was your biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge was probably just to stay disciplined in the editing, because, you know, I probably ended up reading each book about 30 to 40 times, you know, after it was all over. Yeah. And so I think the main struggle of that was just to kind of keep going and to keep, you know, going over the next thing that you were going to be working on. So,
Lou, how about you? What sort of challenges do you face?
Well, basically, I would say it's situations that I've gotten in when I was writing the book. And In particular, Gio, the main character, is at one point looking at a sailboat, and he wants to buy this big sailboat. I actually had visualized him sailing it back to Southern California. And, of course, there was the boat he had purchased would be one of a drug dealer that had drugs in the bottom of the boat. And I decided at some point that, you know, I don't really know enough about sailing to do that. Mm-hmm. And so I went a different direction and changed it. And when you do that, you have to – it sometimes affects other parts of the book. You have to go back and change things that you've already written.
What sort of advice would you have for a young writer? And as an older writer, do you have any advice for Hannah as she continues on this path?
Well, I would encourage her to keep turning some books out, maybe during the summer if she's too busy with her studies. But I think it's important to I don't really sit down and say I'm going to write so many words a day, but I always use a journal. And it's great, I think, because I can look back 5 years ago and see things that happened that, you know, might be good material to put into a book. And so I would just encourage people to just go ahead and do the act of writing and make it part of their life.
Hannah, for young writers, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah, I totally agree with what he was saying. Sometimes you go back and you're writing beforehand, you have another idea to add to that. And so I would definitely encourage to save everything that you've done. And the other thing that I think is cool is there is no age limit or rule on how old you have to be an author. You can be 9 or you can be 90, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's something that's really cool. So my advice would just be honestly to try it, to open a Google Doc, open a Word document, and just try typing out what your thoughts are, you know, and try working on an idea. I think that is something that's special, and everyone can do it too.
Well, it certainly has worked for you. Congratulations on your 5th, and a 6th is coming. We'll be looking for that.
Thank you.
And Lou Trigg, congratulations to you too for Gifts from the Sea.
Thank
Anna
you
Hofmeister,
much.
Her book, her first in the series, which is the only one I've read, Eva. But there are 4 more, and another one is coming. Thank you so much. Anna Hofmeister and Lou Trigg. Congratulations
Thank you.
To you both once again. Quite an accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.